Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, and
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
The Jim Bob Show, game day edition. And Jim Bob, one of the things we're going to do on a regular basis on the show is recognize, I mean, you couldn't have games, you couldn't have sport, you couldn't have all the fun without the fans, right? And some fans, you know, they're not all created equal, Jim Bob. Some are way better than others.
Well, some are what we call super fans, Dane. And we happen to have one of the all-time Chicago Bears super fans on the line here. Before we get to him here, let me just talk a little bit about, you know, super fans are kind of, they're extremely passionate and they're dedicated to their teams. I mean, and you know, this guy, I mean, we're going to ask him some, you know, they all have some crazy little idiosyncrasies and do stuff like, hey, let's not change our socks for like the whole season.
I mean, if you win, it's a not broke, don't fix it, Jim Bob.
Yeah. I mean, how smelly are those socks? But hey, let's jump right into this crazy fan right here and see what kind of crazy things he's done, whether it's be, you know, tattoos or perform some unique ritual before the game or, you know, certainly not a bloodletting, I would hope. But we're
doing wink, wink.
Yeah, we've got Joe Blahnik on the line with us, and Joe is from Peoria, Illinois, and Joe has been nominated for Super Fan of the Chicago Bears for this week, and let's just get right into him as far as what inspired him to be a crazy super fan of the Chicago Bears. Hey, everybody, welcome Joe Blahnik.
Joe, welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on, and I'm honored to have a former Packers star interviewing me. I think that's awesome.
That would be, according to my kids, Joe, that indicating that I'm a star is fraudulent advertising. They will go, Dad, you weren't a star. So, you know, Joe, what does it mean as far as to you as being a Chicago Bears fan, you know, and your passion for the Bears and so forth? What's it done in regards to, how's it impacted your life? We want to know.
Well, I've been a Bears fan my entire life, and I live and die every game with the Bears. Had my ups and downs, a lot of downs over the years, but we've had some good times too. And I'm just passionate about it. It's the one sport that I've really gotten into over the years, and I just love it.
Now, you've got a man cave in your basement, we hear, from the source that provided you a super fan. And you've got all kinds of different items down there. And then the place is nothing, but it looks like a shrine to Hallis Hall and everything Bears and so forth. Tell us a little bit about what you got in your shrine. And then after you talk about all those things, we want to hear about what's your craziest superstition for the Bears.
Well, I definitely have a Bears den. I've got some very, very unique autographed jerseys of former players, stars for the Bears that I'm very, very proud of. A Walter Payton autographed football in a case, several jerseys. It's just, I've got everything I can find to make it my Bears den down in the basement.
Of those items that you got, you know, with the Walter Payton football, that's got to be one of your top collectibles.
Oh, it's definitely my top prize. I have that in a glass case, and I look at it every day before the games and pray for some luck. Oh, I've got Sayers autographed jerseys, Hampton autographed jerseys, Urlacher autographed jerseys. I've got a bunch of them.
I mean, is there anything that's on the list aspirational that you're thinking, geez, if I only had this, maybe a life-size Maury Buford, you know, thing, or maybe like a Mike Tomczak game used, you know, sock or so. I mean, is there anything out there that you're like, if only had that, the collection would be complete?
Oh, well, no, because I don't think the collection will ever be complete.
So all of the crazy super fans that we've talked to, and Dane and I have talked to hundreds of crazy super fans, and they've got goofy superstitions, and they've got these unique pregame rituals or meals that they only eat, or they've got lucky charms that they hold on to bring them good luck. And of course, none of them work. Okay.
I mean, the bloodletting, you mentioned bloodletting, yeah, maybe for the playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
The sacrificial lamb. What is, you've got to have some goofy superstition too.
Well, I've got a Bears Nerf football that I keep close by when I'm watching the game.
Now, you think about this. There's got to be a competition among fans. When you run into, it's kind of like that movie Highlander, Jim Bob, right? There can only be, if two of them are in the same room, two super fans, I'm sure it's a comp, just like, who is the superior super fan?
No,
do you guys share, like, hey, I've got one of these, or you should see, and then showing pictures of the man cave? Like, how does that work when you meet up with another super fan that's into it as much as you are?
Well, it's bragging rights over what you have and what he thinks he has. I've got the best, but they always think they got better.
Yeah. What, you know, Henry, that's a great question. I mean, two super fans, I could actually be, we could do a TV series on that. Get a live TV series on two super fans and put them at a game together on who's the bigger fan. You know, it requires a lot of passion and a lot of dedication and so forth. And, you know, you're obviously, you're going to be tuning in, you know, every week on the Bears. So, you know, when you're doing this, I mean, is there a special Bears player over the years that you were, you know, most attracted to as far as being a super fan?
Well, there's been several, and it's really hard to define one. Of course, Walter Payton is and always will be my hero. But Brian Urlacher, I always had a great deal of respect for Brian on and off the field.
Joe, you mentioned the you know, the ups and the downs, and of course Bear fans knows that there's been more downs recently and in recent years. Has there ever been another team, you know, you see people that they, let's say, you grew up with, and you're like, how did you become a Dallas Cowboys fan, right? Where they're just, or a Patriots fan, because those teams are winning. Was there ever a time throughout your history as a fan or a moment where you were almost lured away by another team?
Never.
He said that with such passion. I don't want to. No more questions on that line. I'm afraid he'll come through the microphone here. You know, on game day, do you have an elaborate costume or anything? You got to have some team.
Maybe even a foam finger.
Yeah, you got a foam finger. What do you wear?
Oh, I wear different jerseys on the game and see how they go. And if they win that particular day, I keep that jersey on until they lose.
Oh, okay. And
just under your other clothes?
Yeah, there's been, well, for every game, not every day, but I wear it for every game until they lose, and that's just kind of my superstition. But Walter's my favorite. I wear him a lot.
Do you, speaking of interaction with other fans, have you guys have a fan club that you guys are associated with, or is there a club membership?
Not a club, no, just friends, family, going to bars, watching games. Just Bears fans in general get together, and there's a lot of them down here in Peoria.
Well, you know, there's super fans, they do some crazy stuff. I mean, they'll name their children Walter Payton Hendricks, or Billy Urlacher Jones.
That's why Amy's middle name is Butkus.
Well,
you know, how about, like, so do you guys do tailgate parties on Bears games, even if you might not attend the game?
I've done that occasionally. I've attended a game. I've done tailgate parties. They're both a lot of fun. And speaking of the last thing you said, if my wife would have allowed it, I might have named one of my children after a Bears player. But that was a big no-no.
It's good to know when not to go too far.
Well, you don't have any team tattoos or logos on your body either, do you?
I do not. No, I haven't gone quite that far.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think the quirky rituals that some of the fans have delivered to us is always a big one. And then the superstitions, like, you know, some, they won't take their socks off. I mean, we won the game. I'm wearing them until next week.
Right. Well, because you don't want that next loss to be because of you. You don't want to be responsible. Let's say you change your jersey or take those socks off, Jim Bob. You know, got to do your part as a fan.
Yeah. What's your hopes and aspirations for this year, and your, you know, your thoughts and prognosis on what the team's going to end up this year?
Well, every year about this time, you know, everybody's got their hopes up really high, and you know, I'm one of them. I've done it every year, and only to be disappointed. But this year is totally different for me. I feel that we have our franchise quarterback in place, and he's going to be the anchor of this team. And I don't expect him to win the Super Bowl this year, but I do expect him to win more than three games. I'm open for a 10-6 season. What I'm open for.
10-6 season. You heard it, folks, right here.
That's it,
Joe
right
Blahnik, superfan, Peoria, Illinois, goes out, coming out of the shoot strong, 10-6 in a very tough divisional race this year.
Yep. Joe, that means you're going to be wearing that same jersey a lot.
I hope so. I hope so. They got to string a bunch of wins together.
Well, what if they go undefeated for 10 games? That's a long stretch.
I'll wear that stinky jersey, believe me.
So not only do you have to wear it, you're not allowed to wash it?
No. That's part of the ritual. I mean, don't you know about crazy fan rituals, super fan ritual? Hold on, we've just changed the segment from super fans now to crazy fans. We're going to make a lot of fans out there. Look, we're hitting a home run here, buddy. Super fans to crazy fans. Next thing about perverted fans.
No. Maybe? No.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, man.
You have to realize that the body odor is part of the reason that they won, so you can't wash it off.
I see that kind of ties into the ritual side, and then that is a little crazy.
Well, hold on. This is funny because Joe Blahnik just made us laugh here. Okay, we just went on a whole segment of super fans to now crazy fans, now to demented fans. But what's funny to me is that so his stinky jersey that caused the Bears to go 10-6, is that a donation to a charity event?
Well, we talked to the Hall of Fame. I mean, let's say if
we just got the phone with the Hall
that
of Fame.
Can make it into the Hall of Fame.
And they're going like this. They're going to open that box. It's going to smell so bad. They go, what the hell? Is it the Hall of Fame needs a whole division of bad odor?
But you know what Joe said, Jim Bob? Smells like victory.
That's right. Smells like victory.
Fun, people want to know, why did fundraising go so low this year? Well, we had a bunch of super fans smelling jerseys. Nobody wanted to attend.
Well, we're looking forward to not only great shows, but I don't think many fans can top Joe Blahnik on the super fan side. So, we'll let people do it. So, go ahead, listeners, and kind of give your thoughts, and hopefully, then you can aspire to be like Joe on the super fan side and be on the Jim Bob show.
Well, here's the deal: he's already climbed the ladder on the super fan status because he's the only one in his neighborhood this week that's going to go. Well, I was on a super fan. I was on the Jim Bob show with a podcast. I've been broadcast for the Bears, and this is what it is. So I'm better than you, super fan other.
No one has those bragging rights but you, Joe Blahnik. So thanks so much for everything you're doing. The Bears should be thanking you, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
And look forward to that jersey.
Well, yeah, we could make it scratch and sniff. I mean, it would be good.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Blahnik, super fan, Peoria, Illinois, Jim Bob Show.